Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chidi and Induo Rampol Chidi every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bible Issues. My name is Dr. Denver Chidi. Should Christians take COVID vaccines? There are many Christians who believe that they should not take a vaccine, and it's not just limited to COVID vaccines, but that belief extends to all kinds of vaccines, including the flu shot, polio, yellow fever, what have you. They simply do not believe in taking vaccines. No, I'm not here to give medical advice to anyone. So if anyone does not want a vaccine because they don't trust it from a medical point of view, or they don't like the ingredients in the vaccine or how the vaccine works, that's a different story. There are some Christians who believe they should not take vaccines for religious reasons. And that is what I want to talk about today. Is there a scriptural or a biblical or a religious or a spiritual reason why Christians should not take vaccines? Here are three reasons that Christians typically give why they're not going to take a vaccine. Reason number one, God will protect me. I don't need a vaccine to protect me. I have God. Reason number two, if I take the vaccine, it will affect my DNA and demons will come on me. Reason number three, they put the mark of the beast in that vaccine, and if they inject that into my arm, I will get the mark of the beast. There are people who actually believe that. It's not the majority, but there are a small enough people who believe that they spread a lot of fear and panic to other Christians. So I want to clear the air on those things. So let's start with belief number one. I don't need a vaccine. God will protect me. I know that sounds spiritual. I know it sounds like you're strong in faith, but you are actually misguided. People typically will quote at this point Psalm 91. And Psalm 91 says a lot of things. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It talks about a pestilence that will affect 1,000 at your side, 10,000 at your right side, but will not come near your dwelling. It talks about God giving his angels charge over you, lest you dash your foot against a stone. And that is great. Psalm 91 is great. Some people have even said Psalm 91 is 19 reversed, so that's the cure for COVID-19. Here's the thing about God's protection. Psalm 91 is not a blanket promise that says God will protect you from everything. God will protect you from every evil, every pestilence, every trial, and your life on earth will be a Disney movie. That's not the message of Psalm 91. And I'll prove that to you. When Jesus was fasting in the wilderness for 40 days, the devil came to him with three temptations, and one of the temptations sounded like this. If you throw yourself off the cliff, it is written, God will give his angels charge over you, lest you dash your foot against a stone. The devil was actually quoting Psalm 91. So what does that tell you? That tells me that Psalm 91 could be quoted out of context. It means that there is a context in which Psalm 91 applies, and there is a context in which Psalm 91 does not apply. For example, if Jesus had jumped off that cliff, Psalm 91 would have no longer applied. If you make unwise decisions and unwise choices, God's protection no longer applies. In addition to that, there's something called the sovereignty of God. Job was a righteous man, upright in all his ways, and yet God chose to remove that hedge of protection around Job temporarily. It wasn't anything that Job did wrong. It was just that God in his sovereignty decided, I'm going to lift that protection. So the promise of protection in the Bible, we have to really understand that depends on two things. One, it depends on you making wise choices in life. And two, it depends on God's sovereignty. So it is not a blanket promise that says God will always protect you. The fact is, God never promised to protect Christians. He told them, you will be delivered to prison. You will be killed. You will be persecuted for my name's sake. And that is what happened to all of his followers. James was killed with the edge of the sword. Stephen was stoned to death. Peter was crucified upside down. Paul got his head chopped out. John was thrown in hot oil and abandoned in an island. God never really promised physical protection to his people. What God actually did promise to Christians was spiritual protection. The Bible says things like this, unto him who is able to keep us from falling. It says, I give them eternal life. I hold them in the palm of my hands and no man will pluck them out. That is the promise that God gave us. It was spiritual protection. Jesus told his disciples, do not fear those who could kill the body but cannot destroy the soul, but rather fear him who has the power to throw both body and soul in hell. If you read that statement very carefully, it makes it very clear that there are people who could harm your body. And that is exactly what happened to his disciples. They were killed, they were persecuted, they were martyred, and not just the disciples, countless Christians throughout history, and it's even happening now. But one thing has always been true. Although they could kill the body, they cannot kill the soul, because God holds us in the palm of his hands, and no man shall by any means pluck us out. That is the protection that God gave you. He promised you for sure, with 100% guarantee, he promised you spiritual protection. The promise of physical protection is touch and go, because you could make decisions that cause you to walk out of that protection, and also you could do nothing wrong. God in his sovereignty could just choose to remove that protection. So the belief that you don't need a vaccine, God will protect you, that is really not necessarily true. The fact is that Christians have got COVID, Christians have died from COVID, pastors have gotten COVID. Christians are not immune from COVID. God never promised to protect you from diseases and sickness. That is simply not a promise that the Bible gives. And there is nothing wrong with medication. The Bible says things like, laughter doeth good as medicine. Does that not imply that medicine does good? Luke, who wrote 2 books of the Bible, was a medical doctor. There's nothing wrong with medication. So the belief that you should not take a vaccine because you have God's protection, that is a misguided belief. You're holding on to promises that God never made. Here is a second belief, and I heard somebody who is an apostle, who calls themselves an apostle, say this. You should not take the vaccine because these vaccines will interfere with your DNA. And once it interferes with your DNA, then that opens you up to demons. You know, I wanted to ask the person, could you quote a scripture to help me understand that? But I realize it's pointless. From the time people come with doctrines like that, you realize they're clearly not going by what the Bible teaches. They're going by whatever they dream and they call it God, and they're teaching that to other Christians. I really pity Christians who go to churches pastored by people like that, because they're being fed with that rubbish week in and week out. You're saying that if you take a vaccine, demons will come on you? You think it has anything to do with DNA? First of all, it is debatable whether these vaccines really do interfere with your DNA. That is highly debatable. But even if it did, the fact is that human beings have their DNA change all the time. That's just a regular part of human existence. Your DNA always changes. That is why there's so many different human races. It's because DNA keeps changing as generations move on. That's a normal part of human existence. Yet that is not a reason why demons will come on you. The only reasons why demons will come on you is because there's some spiritual reason for the demon to come. As long as a vaccine does not interfere with your spirit and your soul, and we already heard Jesus say they cannot touch your soul, then you have nothing to worry about in terms of demons. Belief number 3. They put all kind of things in that vaccine, including the mark of the beast. And if I take that vaccine, I will take the mark of the beast. And the Bible says, anybody found with that mark will be thrown into the lake of fire. All right, so that's what you call panicking for no reason. Now, the mark of the beast is a very debatable subject in the Bible. There's no real clear consensus on what the mark of the beast is. Some people believe it's a physical mark. Some people believe it is not a physical mark. And I'm not here to talk about that today. But I will tell you this. Regardless of whether you believe the mark of the beast is physical, spiritual, figurative, whatever, I could tell you with 100% certainty that you cannot take the mark of the beast by mistake. The mark of the beast is something that is deliberate, is something that you take. When you take it, it is a decision to renounce Christ. It is like if somebody tells you, renounce Christ and I will spare your life. But if you don't renounce Christ, I will kill you. And you decide, okay, I will renounce Christ just to spare my life. And then they give you a mark and they say, okay, you're good now, you're protected. Alternatively, you could say, no, I'm not rejecting Christ, and they kill you. That is how the mark of the beast will be. It'll be a decision. It'll be an ultimatum that will be given to you. And when I say you, I mean whoever is on earth when that time comes around. When the mark of the beast presents itself, it will be clear and unmistakable that taking this mark is rejecting Christ. And if it's not clear and unmistakable, it is not the mark of the beast. It is something that you simply cannot take by accident. And what I find amazing with all of this is that reason number one why Christians don't take vaccines is because they're trusting God for spiritual protection. But reason number two and three, they're worried about demons. They're worried about taking the mark of the beast. If you really put it all together, you have this group of Christians who are trusting God, fully trusting God for physical protection, but they're not trusting God for spiritual protection, and they have it reversed. Because what Jesus promised us was not physical protection. He said, you will be killed, you will be persecuted. What God promised us is spiritual protection, that while we're on this earth, He is not guaranteeing that our life will be a Disney movie. He's not guaranteeing that we will never get COVID, we will never get sick, we will never get the flu, we will never get persecuted. He promised us that we will get all of those things, but He promised us that through it all, He is able to keep us from falling, and He will take us through this journey into the next life safely and without fear. So if there's one thing Christians should absolutely not be afraid of, is getting demons from a vaccine or getting the mark of the beast by mistake. That is absolutely foolish. And if you believe that, I'm sorry, I'm not saying that you are foolish, but I'm saying that your belief is foolish and it's totally unscriptural. So I want you to get that fear off of you. Right now in this world, there's so many things going crazy. There's a pandemic that is taking over the world, killing millions of people. The last thing you need is for your pastor or spiritual leader and their fear-mongering to put unnecessary fears on you that you will get demons from a vaccine or the mark of the beast by mistake. That is rubbish. Please, don't add that fear to everything else that is going on around you. And when it comes to God's protection, everybody has to make their own decision, whether they want the vaccine or not. I am not vouching for any vaccine, but I am telling you this. There is no spiritual or biblical reason why a Christian should not take a vaccine, including the COVID vaccine. So I urge you to be responsible, pray about it, and make a wise decision based on knowledge, not based on fear-mongering. God bless you. We'll see you next time.
Tune in to Bible Issues with Dr. Denver Chady and Induo Rampal Chady every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.
Learn to hear God's voice through the Word of God to live a victorious and overcoming life.
Bible Issues every first and third Wednesday at 2:15 p.m. to 2:30 p.m.